Our message this morning is letting go and letting God. It's about how when we face those difficult times in our life, what we do when we're faced with those difficult times. And we get to that place where we say, well, what's next? I don't have a clue. I don't know where to turn. Then it's about how we are reminded of our faith and our Heavenly Father and what He will do for us in those times of challenge. So the scripture that I would share with you first this morning is from the Gospel of John chapter 6, is verse 16 through 21. So let your hearts receive these words. When evening came, His disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But He said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take Him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, what had been happening just prior to this, Jesus had really had a long day of ministry, if you will. He had been up early, been dealing with a lot of people, and there were a lot of questions about faith that had come up because of the disciples. There was a lot of doubt. What do I do? How are we going to get through this? There's no way we can possibly make a project like this work. But what Jesus did for His disciples was communicated a message of faith, of belief, as they fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now, when you think about planning a meal, whether it's your Christmas dinner, your Thanksgiving dinner, or just dinner with your friends, you're calculating, okay, well, maybe this person will eat 2 hot dogs, this person will eat a hamburger and a hot dog, trying to figure out how much goes together, and how many of you have ever worried that you're not going to have enough? And maybe at the last minute we run back out, and maybe even at homecomings or at sunrise breakfasts, that at times maybe we've even run back out and got stuff because we had doubts that we were going to have enough. Well, the disciples were questioning it a lot. There were doubters in their midst, and the thing about it is they were not trusting fully in God. They were thinking in terms of the world. They did not take it fully to their heart, and they just were thinking more in terms of the world rather than thinking in terms of what God would do. But the disciples doubted because they were thinking in that worldly sense. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 people, it ain't going to happen. But Jesus communicated, stopped them in their tracks, communicated a message of faith that God should never be doubted, even in the most difficult and challenging times, that if it was God's will, then it was going to happen no matter what. Well, you would think the disciples would have kind of got that message, but they didn't. So they started across the sea. That's where we pick up in the scripture. They started across the sea, had rowed 3 or 4 miles, waves got rough, wind got up, and they started becoming afraid. They started doubting. And then they saw Jesus walking to them on the waves, and so here they have another encounter with Jesus Christ in the midst of darkness, in the midst of doubt, and simply what Jesus told them was, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And what I take from that is that they simply needed to let go and let God be God. No matter what they faced, they needed to let go and let God be God. Well, many of you have heard a popular country song that has been around for some time now called Jesus Take the Wheel. I think it's by Carrie Underwood. And what that song reflects on is the need to have faith when dealing with something that's too big for us to handle. When we don't know what to do next, it is time to simply say, here you go. You've got this. God, you've got this. I can't do it alone. I can't do it by myself. You're going to have to get me through this. And every time I hear that song, one, it brings me to tears because I'm reminded that God is bigger than anything that I have ever faced, you have ever faced, or will ever face in our lives. That God is bigger than all that, and He's not going to leave us, and He's not going to forsake us, no matter what it is. And every time I read this scripture here about these disciples, the part leading up on the five loaves and the two fishes, and then just them getting in that boat and rowing out into the sea, and Jesus walking across the water and saying, "Do not be afraid." I am reminded that God can accomplish all things, and in Him there is no doubt. We doubt because of the world, but in Him there is no doubt. As human beings, we try to rationalize. We try to apply reasoning skills because we know how the world works. But the problem with that is that our God is greater, our God is more powerful than anything that we're going to deal with. And that sometimes we simply have to turn it over to Him and say, "God, I know You've got me. Here it is." And through our faith in Him, we can experience a deliverance that is more powerful than anything that we've ever felt. We can be lifted up from the darkest places in our lives, the places where we have the greatest fear. We can be lifted up past those things as we have that profound faith in Him. You see, Jesus Christ, our Savior, was sent to the world, to a hopeless world, as the Son of God, that we might be saved, that we might be forgiven, that we might be raised up to an eternal life if we would believe. You see, the world had become such a broken place, there was no hope, and the only hope to be found was in Him. Brothers and sisters, what I'd say to you this morning is we're still in that broken world. We still live in that same world that Jesus came to save because of our sinful nature, because of the way that the world has conformed to material greed, to power, and to all the other stuff. We're still in that broken world because of sicknesses. We're still in that broken world because of violence and oppression and social injustice. We're still in that broken world. And what we have to remember is that without Him, we have zero chance. Without Him, we have zero chance. There are so many places in this world as we try to navigate the broken terrain, the rough ground around us, that we're going to fall if we're not holding on to Him. In other places, we experience pain because of the brokenness that surrounds us. And in others, we lose our direction, our hope, we begin to doubt, we have questions because of the insurmountable problems that we face that we've not turned over to Him. We simply only need to look, to open our eyes, to see what lies in wait for us in this world. But it does not have to be that way. Because when we realize that God is the greatest and the only source of help, hope, and healing in this world, then we can come to terms about what it means to have faith. The only answer is God. We can't walk through the pain of losing a loved one. We cannot battle the diagnosis or the unexpected diagnosis of cancer. We can't rise above oppression and injustice. And we cannot experience an unconditional love without a relationship with Jesus Christ. Those are the things that we know. We must understand that we are never alone. We must understand that we do not walk alone, that we don't pray alone, we don't experience challenges alone, and we don't experience a wholeness without the presence of Christ. Now, we can make ourselves believe that we're alone if we try to shoulder every bit of it. But when we simply stop and turn to God and say, "God, You've got this. I'm going to have to let go and quit trying to do it my way. I'm simply going to pray." Then we can see something more powerful happen. You see, through the life of Jesus, His death, His resurrection, He gave us a chance to be part of something bigger. He offered Himself as a personal sacrifice that we could become part of the body of Christ and that we would have an eternal hope. Therefore, when we come to those places where we doubt, those places where we have questions, we can submit ourselves to the Lord with a sense of assurance and truth. And one of my favorite quotes that I try to lift up and I try to think on every time I'm faced with something difficult, and I've shared it with you before and I'm going to share it again because I love it so much, but it's from Anne Graham Lotz. And the actual quote is, "To our heart-wrenched cries of why, God's ultimate answer is Jesus. The times when you and I cannot trace His hands of purpose, we must trust His heart of love." When we can't trace His hands of purpose, we must trust His heart of love. brothers and sisters. We just have to let go and let God. We must let Jesus take the wheel. We must believe in Him with the fullness of our heart, and He will be with you. Now today I suspect that there are some in our midst that are dealing with something bigger than they can deal with alone. Maybe it's something with work, maybe it's something with family, maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's an illness, maybe it's a loss. Maybe it's questions about what tomorrow holds, what I'm going to do next, or whatever the case is. So if you're dealing with something like that today, I would invite you to let go. To let go, to let God have it. And as I pray these words from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, it's a prayer of faith. I would invite you to experience the Holy Spirit on a new level. That you would feel God touch your heart, and that you would invite Him into a deeper trusting relationship. If there's something that we're having a hard time coming to terms with in our life, and Lord knows it's out there. It's out there. I'm going to pray these words, and then we're immediately going to go into our closing hymn, 128, He Leadeth Me. And as we share that last hymn, you're reminded that God leads you if you let Him. And I would invite those who have some special prayer or some special praise or something in their heart this morning to come to this altar that we can pray together. But let us pray. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through His Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him whom by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.